The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Oh, I like that.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"Boat,
well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker."
You guys like that? I do. Hey, what we're doing right now, friends, is speaking freedom.
We're having fun right now. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also give us a call right now if you'd like to. 1-866-233-0747.
Before I
start all my vitriol.
I got to make this plug right now. This is why you need to become a son or daughter of Liberty right here.
Because we are speaking truth to power.
That's right. You're missing the purple megaphone right now.
I'm actually responding off of what I'm seeing on Twitter right now. And Chase just said, go check out your Twitter account. And I'm seeing it. And people are they're reposting all of our videos. And I really appreciate it. Very much. The Times Tyrant of the Year, someone's got that posted. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself. People are getting wise.
Amen.
We're getting back to scripture. Here's another one. Well said, Bradley Dean. Thousands will gather into a sports stadium, but not to defend their rights in a peaceful manner. That's posted. Chase, I'm online right now. I'm trying to find your negativism.
There's no negative.
Never all positive. Press is good press?
There's got to be one radical out there.
We only turned the negativism into positivism.
But they're getting the word out there. Well,
I got to bring in the biblical truth here. The Bible does say, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets." So we're supposed to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in that day.
Well, listen, you're rejoicing when it's not you.
That's
okay.
Right.
Here, let me say it this way, guys. Toxic metal pastor. I'm not a pastor, friends. Toxic metal Bradley Dean. Totally not letting court system get in the way of suing Rachel Maddow. You know when you listen to those commercials? Come on, guys. Everybody jump in on this one. Isn't it interesting? Because my kid can actually recite them verbatim.
Yes. He knows.
Is that right, Sam? Sam Ken.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, it's almost bizarre, but when you hear some of these guys talking like this, it's like
1-855-905 my TV. Say goodbye to the cable guy.
Well, honey, let's just not say their names. We get the point.
And
you know what? They could be our friends, right? But here's the bottom line. Do you think, like, they're sitting around at a table? Hey, why don't you go ahead and hand me over the ketchup now. You know, let's have some French fries. Hey, Mikey, pass over the cereal, okay? K. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of one of those deals.
That's a very good point. The fact they're not walking around
Here's a negative. Nice job, Rachel. Bradley Dean loses appeal in lawsuit against Maddow. No, never lost the right, friends. Never lost the claim.
On the merits of the case.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to support a bunch of attorneys that are actually, well, they wanted me, MSNBC, their attorneys wanted me to pay them some money, but I just have a hard time actually paying someone's attorneys.
You mean the guy?
The girl that actually put the hit out on me and my family.
Insult.
I mean, how do you do that, right?
So you want to pay them thousands of dollars when they brought forth persecution, death threats, all that good stuff?
I guess the judicial system says that you should.
Yeah.
And I guess if they said so, then it must be.
So justice is not justice.
I'm on my Twitter account right now. Fear of government incapacitates. Good. Got that posted. Folks, these are just people picking this stuff up. Got some of our friends out there right now. Lots of our friends.
About 50 people retweeted that statement you made last week, blaming God for evil is like blaming
Isn't
the
center
of darkness. Yeah, that one went viral.
I like that, yeah.
Viral.
Yeah, I got to say that.
That's right.
I got that, you know. I extracted that out of the spirit of Charles Spurgeon.
Yeah, speaking of the use of fear, I'll say this quote. You know, for people to rule themselves in a republic, they must have a virtue. For a tyrant to rule in a tyranny, he must use what? fear. That's the big thing. Everything, fear is the big thing that makes, oh, it's a necessity. We've got to do this. And now, because we have that little fear button that we push on everyone for our safety and security.
Oh, cool. Brian Fisher picked us up again, put us out there. Bradley Dean passing the torch of liberty to the next generation. Cool. That's great. I'm glad. We got some people out there. Hey, listen. People are picking it up. Hang on.
Hold on. We're looking. We're thinking. This is why. Okay, I'll say
No. This is stuff when we're out of time. It's live radio.
That's what I'll say. No, for those of you.
Go to Twitter.
If you're not a son or daughter of Liberty, you can see all this live stream. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Missing out on all the antics here in the studio. You can become a son or daughter of Liberty. Just scroll down one of four easy steps. Sign up today.
We're Bradley Dean. Catherine Gaynor speaking truth to power. Power. Power.
You know, you do that very well. It reminds me of Darth. Is it Dark Vader or Darth Vader? Yeah, Darth Vader. You have that very good.
Luke, I am your father, Luke.
Yeah.
See, that's very, very good. I thought James Earl.
Oh, this. Hey, listen,
I thought he was in the room with us.
Flattery spoileth the soul, and I'm going to end up here being Darth Vader the rest of the show. Quit.
Put down the purple megaphone.
Chase, I'm on. Come on, jump on here with me. This is live radio. I'm on here, and I'm trying to find the negative reports.
To find negative ones?
Yes.
I mean, I could give you a here. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Why are we trying to find negative
ones? Because people need to understand. People need to understand what we endure on a daily basis around here.
That's true. But you know what? We turn everything negative into a positive.
Of course.
Someone shared a meme from hate preacher Bradley Dean.
Hate preacher. Okay.
Unfriending.
Wait. Since when did hate ever tell the truth?
Never.
I can't recall it.
And was King David not hated for his love, Psalm 109, and Jesus Christ the same thing, John 7:7 and John 15?
He was. Yes.
Okay. But he said, bring it back to scripture, but go for
it. Tearing apart friendships with the hate speech.
Oh, tearing apart friendships.
Is that like Jesus bringing not peace, but a sword, bringing variance in between to divide?
You mean like the truth like separates from the lie and like the sheep and the goats?
Making distinction between that which is holy
light
and that
darkness?
Of course. Of course it is.
You mean the truth would divide? That's so far out there for me to think and understand. I want to go back to this quote while you're looking around here. You know, we talked about how, you know, whatever we once were, we're no longer a Christian nation. I want to give this quote by Mr. John Adams himself, the colossus of independence. He said this: "The general principles on which the fathers achieved independence were the only principles in which that beautiful assembly of young gentlemen could unite. And these principles only could be intended by them in their address or by me in my answer. And what were these general principles? I answer, the general principles of Christianity in which all these sects were united, and the general principles of the English and American liberty in which all those young men united, and which had united all parts in America in majority sufficient to assert and maintain her independence. Now, I will avow then that I believe and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God." So who would know better than the colossus of independence, their founding forefather himself, Mr. John Adams? He also said the only foundation of a free constitution is pure virtue. And if this cannot be inspired into our people in a great measure than they have it now, they may change their rulers and the forms of government, but they will not obtain liberty.
That's right.
You think, well,
exchanging tyrants for tyrants.
This politician will save us from this politician. No, we've got to have our virtues founded upon Jesus Christ. When the hearts of men change, then the country will be different.
1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to check out our Twitter account as well, friends, you can. Bradley Dean 1, double E, Bradley Dean 1. Or go over to our Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook page, Sons of Liberty Radio Facebook page, or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. And if you'd like to call in, do. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hang on, folks. Got more. Let's expose this tyrant for who he really is, yeah?
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Ben Franklin was right when defining diplomacy. It is seduction in another guise. So friends, I have to cut to the chase by bringing the hammer down and bring about the answers in which liberty is established.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
That's why people listen to the show. Politics and religion are married, regardless if you like it or not. If that politician is not submitted to God, who does he or she work for?
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
And if what I were telling you were not true, then what are you complaining about?
As George Washington said, truth will ultimately prevail where there is pains to bring it to light. We at the Sons of Liberty are traveling across the country bringing this message to those who are willing to do the stuff. If you want to have Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty speak at your school, university, or event, call 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Together, we can see real reformation by equipping the next generation with an understanding of who we are, where we came from, and what needs to happen to preserve our liberty.
Friends, do keep in mind that that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Okay? That which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination of God, just to bring forth an end, a consummation, my friends, to our Times Tyrants of the Year. Do check it out, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go to WorldNet Daily. It was on the front page yesterday. You can still go there. It's on the second page, and you got to scroll down a little bit. You might see my little cheesy smile there. But in saying that, friends, let's go back to a little bit of, well, history to understand where the doctrine, we all know it came from the enemy of our souls. He doesn't know how to tell the truth. The truth is not in him. Jesus said so on and so forth. But if we go to Rules for Radicals, we can remember, Jay the Clown Carney, a former spokesperson that would continuously lie for this administration on a daily basis, would basically come forth and tell you that, listen, Barack Hussein Obama, well, you know, he's got a great respect for Saul Alinsky. Well, Saul Alinsky is the one that wrote Rules for Radicals, and he accredited Satan for his little book, his little masterpiece. You don't believe me? Go ahead, do your due diligence. Friends, by the way, everything I say from A to Z, do your due diligence. I want you to do your due diligence. I want you to see what I'm saying to you. I want you to see it for yourself. But going back to this Rules for Radicals, always remember, they said, the first rule of power is tactics, page 127 through 134. So this will help you understand the criminal in the White House. Okay? Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. How many times have I spoke of that, friends? They want you to believe there's a lot more of them than there really is. Now, I don't want to minimize what's going on in our country, because I know that there's China and there's Russia, and you know what? It was China that said they're strongest when they're silent. Mm-hmm. And we need to keep in mind that we hear little about China. We hear a little of the charades going on. WWF is very worse. Between Putin and Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, that little charade that's going on, folks, they're not at odds. They're probably best friends behind closed doors. Do a little homework. You'll see what I'm telling you is true. But again, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Now, I want to just throw this stat out there, this number out there one more time for you. And I know I say it a lot, but Bradley, you know, you got to keep telling these people. I know. I'm telling them. I'm having a conversation with myself
right
now.
That sounds good.
Okay. But the point is, friends, less than 1.7% of the population is being used to destroy your country. See, the state-run media, who has a less than a 21% approval rating, is telling you how strong this administration is. Now, just saying, if they had all the support that they have, they want you to believe that they have, then why do they need these illegal immigrants so bad? Let me tell you why. Because they don't have the support from the American people. Zero. We went down through the line of facts in the past about how 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter account is totally contrived. We talked about how Stevie Wonder, during his re-inauguration, the second time around, couldn't even get 200 people to show up to do a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama. Unprecedented. Barack Hussein Obama, during his re-inauguration in Washington, D.C., couldn't even sell out the hotel rooms. We were told that in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that Barack Hussein Obama just awed the crowds of 15,000 people, when in fact, when some individuals who love their country enough to actually pull back the curtain to see what really happened there, they found out that there was only 5,000 seats in that arena. See, friends, this is how it works. It's all promulgated through a lie, okay? Everything they tell you pretty much for the... Let me say it this way. If they tell you the truth, it's because they're confused. In their confusion, they tell you the truth, okay? So again, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. This is one of their tactics. Another one is, never go outside the expertise of your people. Well, the fact of the matter is, the expertise of your people, when we go to the President of the United States, he wants to act like he's all cool and calm and collective, and he's got his stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Well, the fact of the matter is, folks, ask him about his expertise. The guy's never even ran a candy store. And he's running your country? Yes, America, the joke is on you. But again, this is one of their tactics. Never go outside the expertise of your people, because when an auctioneer tactic is outside the experience of the people, the result is confusion, fear, and retreat, and the collapse of the communication. This is why they never call my radio show. Because they know that I have the Constitution to my left, the Bill of Rights to my left, the Declaration of Independence to my left. If it doesn't come to my aid by the Holy Ghost, I have the Word of God. They know that facts are stubborn things and facts aren't moving. That's why they always shout and shoot. Because there is no expertise. There's stupidity. There's carnality. They're a bunch of reprobate criminals. Let's call them for what they are, friends, because things will change once we begin to identify what the left really is. They're a bunch of individuals who have never grown up quite. Friends, they're lawless individuals. Okay? So when they never go outside the expertise of their people, that's why they never call in, because they know once they call in, they're going to be called out for who they are, and they can't tolerate that. They can't handle that. Okay, it's like a bright light in their eyes. You see, what happens is rats scurry when the light comes in a dark room,
you
mean, right?
You know, it's so true, because what they'll do is they'll just shoot something. They'll send you a letter, they'll send you an email, you know, they'll block who they are so you don't even know where it's coming from.
Yeah.
And rather than having actually a conversation where you might actually have to defend yourself for more than a quick jab and run.
Oh, hey,
you know,
let's go back to the Minnesota State Fair last year. This is a great point, friends. This is one of many. But last year, we have our state booth. Our booth set up at the state fair in the state of Minnesota here. And interestingly enough, we no sooner set up our booth, but the very first day, WCCO, in their stupidity again, only to undo themselves, friends, comes over and says, you know, we heard that you were a hate group. According to who? Southern Poverty Law Center? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay. They said that there was much protest, but for some reason they couldn't find protest by our booth.
Really?
Yeah.
I see.
And interestingly enough, what we did is we did our due diligence, as we always do, and we found out the individual that actually had brought the complaint. One person went to WCCO, and WCCO in the state of Minnesota was right there to accommodate the little pansy.
Oh, you know, it's interesting to note that.
No, just hang on a second here, sister.
Okay, I got to add something in just a minute. Okay.
Hurry it up.
I was just going to say.
All right, just hold on a second, sister. Don't want to lose my thought.
Well, you know, Okay, thank you.
All right.
You know, it's interesting that they said the protesters were there, but, you know, on the film, I'm trying to be quick for you here.
Oh, that's okay. Just slow your roll.
The protesters were there, they said.
Okay.
Okay,
we only got a couple minutes
and
here.
You know what? No protesters were on
film. No, there's no protesters.
In fact, we were talking to him on the phone, one of our representatives here at the ministry, and said, well, you can see the booth right now. Is there any protesters there? And she's like, I'm not the one. I'm the one that's asking the questions here. It's like, I'm not the one who's on trial. It's listen, you're standing right there, lady. You're doing a report. Do you see the protesters there? I'm the one that asked the questions here.
Yeah.
God forbid you actually say,
giving people an understanding as to how they operate, because they don't have the truth at all. They never do, friends. So what we did is we pulled the curtain back, and the guy said that he worked for the Minnesota State Fair. We called the Minnesota State Fair, found out he was not a part of the Minnesota State Fair. He had nothing to do with the staff whatsoever, and the Minnesota State Fair was totally fine with having us there. There was no issues whatsoever, but for some reason, WCCO went out and did a hit piece on my ministry. You'd think they would learn by now, but we do want to say thank you for WCCO supporting the ministry, because without their hit piece, we wouldn't have had hundreds of thousands of people come over to the web booth and tell us thank you for what we're doing.
Over one person.
So we wanted to tell you thank you very much for that.
Thank you so much.
You work hand in glove with what we're called to do.
It's so crazy. And this is what you people who are listening, Sons and Daughters of Liberty, for most of you understand this, but for those of you who might be new listeners, you need to understand this one person can call up an entire media station, you know, literally on a WCCO, which is very big in the state of Minnesota, call them out and make it appear as though that's what's really happening. And, of course, it's not happening, but you have to look beyond what you're fed
they want
over
you
that
to
TV
believe.
Screen. Of course.
They're always painting some sort of picture that they want you to believe when they know themselves, within themselves, it's all fabricated. One more point now, friends. We went further than just finding out he didn't work for the state fair. We took it a step further, and we found that on his website, he was actually a part of George Soros' outlets.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What was the name of that organization?
Move On.
What's that?
Oh,
Change.org.
Oh, Change.org. Yeah, and then what we did is we ended up finding out who the guy was. We went to his website. You ready for this, friends? He had five friends.
Woo!
Five friends.
Nice.
But the state-run media was right there to blow it up to be way, way bigger.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they do, isn't it? I mean, that's their job.
That's how they always
do
what they do.
Tell that lie.
To their own demise. Oh, my goodness, friends. Let me put it this way. 99% of what you see through the state-run media is lies. Nothing but lies.
And you know,
friends.
It was Joseph Goebbels who did say that if you tell a lie big enough and keep repeating it, people will eventually come to believe it. The lie can be maintained only for such a time as the state can shield the people from the political, economic, and or military consequences of the lie. It thus becomes vitally important for the state to use all of its powers to repress dissent, for the truth is the mortal enemy of the lie, and thus by extension, the truth is the greatest enemy of the
state. So how do you know those that are on your side, friends? The one that the state, or the ones that the state-run media continuously polarize and demonize. Those are your friends. Those are the good guys. At Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Americans have always been ready. to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
In the studio.
Well, you know what? It was actually Benjamin Franklin that rightly said. He said, make yourself sheep. Do you know the rest?
And the wolves will eat you.
That's exactly right. And the wolves will eat you. So don't make yourself sheep, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. If the citizens neglect their duty and place unprincipled men in office, the government will soon be corrupted. If a Republican government fails to secure public prosperity and happiness, it must be because the citizens neglect the divine commands of God and elect bad men to make and administer the laws. None other than Noah Webster, who wrote the dictionary, Webster's Dictionary, 1828. You lift the cover open, and the first thing you see on the front page is, an attribution of who he is and what he's done. He's taught millions to read and not one to sin. Okay? Speaking of rules for radicals and what we're dealing with in America, let's go to page 127 through 134 and the power tactics that they like to use. Number three is, whenever possible, go outside of the expertise of the enemy. Now, friends, is this what's happening in your country? Number one. And number two, okay? And here's number two. Is there not a mental illness a part of the equation here? Here, this is what they do. Whenever possible, go outside the expertise of the enemy. Listen carefully. They look for ways to increase insecurity, to increase anxiety, to increase uncertainty. Now, this happens all the time. And if you can watch, you can notice how organizations are under attack, like mine, who are blindsided by seemingly irrelevant arguments that they are then forced to address. just like the MSNBC thing. Now they try to tag me with something that had nothing to do with what I say, and they took the exact opposite of what I said, and they turned it up on its head. And they intended to do that. But it shows you how mentally ill these people are. Folks, in other words, they're lawbreakers. Number four is make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. Speaking of the rules for radicals, friends, so you can understand your enemy. This is what they say. You can kill them with this, for they can no more obey their own rules than the Christian church can live up to Christianity. I want you to keep in mind, friends, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. So when you see something and you want to blame someone for, look at those Christians are doing, man, he says one thing and he does another thing. Well, just keep in mind, Jesus agrees with you. But he also agrees with the law that says you need to repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Yeah.
You're not going to be justified on judgment day because you say, well, I saw a lot of hypocrites in the church. That doesn't matter. That wasn't Christ. And that wasn't a representation of Christ. So
that's
you
right.
Can't, it's not worth going to hell over saying, well, a bunch of hypocrites were this way, so I don't want to believe.
No.
That's not the God of the Bible.
Well, the point is when you look at these kind of statements, make the enemy live up to its own book of rules. Well, the fact of the matter is the first person they go to or the first demographic is the Christians. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're used to seeing little stickers on the back of Christians' cars, a lack of Christianity. Christianity might add Isaiah 30. But interestingly enough, you know, Christians aren't perfect. They're just forgiven.
Mm, oh, yes.
Right?
Right.
Number five is ridicule is man's most potent weapon. It's almost impossible to counteract ridicule. That's not true at all, friends. Not at all. Okay? Also, it infuriates the opposition, which then reacts to your advantage. Okay? Number six is a good tactic is one your people enjoy. That's sick. That is completely sick in every sense of the word. Here's another one. Number seven, rules for radicals. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Did you hear what I said? In other words, they don't want it to keep dragging on. As a matter of fact, listen here, one assault after another. You know, tomorrow we can be talking about Benghazi. And the day after that, you know what we can be talking about again, friends? We can be talking about something with Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Because the American people forget so quickly.
It's so true. I remember that after JFK was assassinated, it was Martin Luther King Jr. who said this is a 10-day nation. Basically, in 10 days, this will be old news. So, you know, people mourn and they make a big huff and a stink over things for the present time, but then they just, you know, cast it aside as they go on with everything else. That's what caused us to lose our nation is the fact that these things are not brought to justice and they're drug out. And when people think, well, you know, this is a long time ago, what are we going to do about it now? Well, we should take care of it as it comes up and bring justice to the situation. So we don't have to worry about bringing it up again because we've already dealt with that, and now we can move on as a nation.
Okay, well, I got that, folks. We got Curtis from Florida. You got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Thank you for taking my call. I love your program. It's very interesting. My point is I don't really appreciate you rallying against or railing against Obama or Eric Holder or our administration as being betrayal or scandal. As an anarchist would say, no treason, no state. I like to say no betrayal, no scandal. They're simply acting in their own interest to destroy us. They're attacking us, and they're not betraying anybody. It's like if a rattlesnake bites you, he's not betraying you. If someone takes your queen in chess, that's not a scandal. They are our enemy. And I know in the Christian movement there was a big character counts movement in the late 90s. Well, context counts, and I don't want to see our people, the last people holding the bag, and while everyone else is running roughshod and not being colorblind, I don't want to see the white race to be the last race to be colorblind while everyone else is not. And we're fools. We're suckers to be colorblind while the blacks, browns, and Jews are not colorblind, and they're merely following their own genetic interests. They're loyal to their people. They have courage to shake whitey for every last dollar, invention, institution, and blonde womb that they can find to shake down. They are courageous and loyal. We are the cowards, and we should live in separate countries like the beautiful rainbow God created, not have white countries designed to be mini-rainbow flop houses and genocide the white race. I'll stay on the line so you can take my email after this call.
No, Curtis, hang on a second. I want you to just put that in a nutshell for us. Just explain to us in, let's say, 15 seconds or less as to what you just got done saying.
What I'm saying is The white race is under attack. We are being genocided and extincted. We should not be fooled and let it happen. Each race should have its own country like stripes of a rainbow. Japan gets Japan. China gets China. Whites should have countries, too.
Hmm.
We are peoples, too. We deserve to have exclusive countries just like Nigeria does.
Okay, just a quick question here, Curtis. I'm just curious. Yeah. If someone was to cut you, what color would you bleed?
The same as a monkey. Do monkeys deserve citizenship?
No.
Okay, no, that's not the point. The point is all nations are one blood, as the Bible says. I don't care if you're pink, yellow, brown, blue, whatever you are. We are to judge a man by the color, not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. There's just as many, you know, bad white guys as there are bad black. I'm talking right now, Curtis.
Well, let me ask you something then, Curtis. Then let me ask you the question. What is the resolve in your mind then?
My mind in resolve is to have a rainbow of countries, not
to
a sub-rainbow where whites are designed to be genocided and overwhelmed and taken millions and hundreds of millions of non-whites. I think Nigeria should keep Nigeria, and Japan should keep Japan, and Britain and France deserve to be British and French, not world dumping zones.
Wow.
Okay, so anyway, Curtis, let's just talk for a minute. Okay, Curtis, basically what you're saying here is you want to divide all nations, blacks over here, whites. Let me finish saying what I was trying to say earlier.
No.
Curtis, I'm talking. Chase, can you turn Curtis down here for a minute so I can say a point here? Hey, Curtis, we're turning you down here because if you want to disrespect the show by talking over us, then we're going to turn you all the way down, okay? You're on our show. We appreciate that, and your comments are very crazy. But this is my point I was trying to make earlier, is that regardless, first of all, we're supposed to judge a man, as I said earlier, by the content of his character, not the color of his skin. All nations are one blood. If you cut a black person, they bleed red. If you cut an Asian person, they bleed red. If you cut a white person, they bleed red. Now, here is the deal. As far as when you're going, we should separate and do this and that, there's just as many bad white people as there are bad black people, as there are bad Asian people, as there are bad.
And good. Hey, listen, heaven's going to be.
Yeah.
You want to talk about a rainbow?
Seriously.
There's going to be a lot of different colored folks up in heaven.
That's
as
right.
Angels, of course, not gender friends.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, you know what? That mentality. I remember Martin Luther King said this one time. He said, "Black power is as dangerous as white power."
That's exactly.
And
right.
What I hear coming out of Curtis's mouth is just that.
And no matter
what makes you any different than those that you're complaining about.
That's right. And no matter who you are. We should judge a man by his fruits.
Of course.
It doesn't matter what color you are. That's the whole thing is people say, well, you know, because you're speaking out against so-and-so, you must be a racist. Well, of course not. You're judging them by their character, by their content of what they're doing.
What is man always debase himself by going to the lowest common denominator concerning the atheist mindset?
Yeah.
The monkey.
Yeah, the monkey. In the world does a monkey have to do with?
I would like to have one, though.
Just for a big hug.
Just for a big hug. Play with it a little bit, show the kids, let my kids laugh at it. But the monkey's always used as an example.
Because, that's, like you said, it's the
debate. That's where their minds are. Reprobate.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah,
let me say this. Other than the fact that it was a little weird.
Yeah.
It's the bottom line is there's no difference between that mindset and those that are perpetuating the crimes to divide. Listen, I got black friends. I got Hispanic friends. I got Asian friends. I got white friends. I don't care about none of that. And to divide is how you conquer. And guess what? That's how the enemy operates.
And of course,
Jesus Christ is the propitiation of the sins of the world of all mankind.
That's right.
Not just some. That's weird.
Yeah, and of course, and we don't want to divide the races. And I want to say this one thing, too, just from the other perspective, this mindset. If you are of a particular race and you support someone just because they're of the same race or nationality as you, and that's alone, that's your only merits why you're supporting them, whether they're good or bad, then you're wrong.
Hey, listen, I'm as offended, and by the way, I don't see this, but I get emails from people talking about protecting black life.
Mm-hmm.
That bothers me because I'm not fighting. I'm not upholding God's moral standard in Jesus Christ just for the white man, but for the black man.
Everybody.
All races. Because we're all children of God. End of story. Little bizarre.
Curtis, bizarre.
Sounded like you had some crazy coffee this morning.
Crazy.
I don't know.
Too much caffeine.
I hope you appreciated that comment.
He was probably eating the coffee, little beans
himself.
I don't know.
I mean, he sounded like a smart guy, but just a little off kilter, yeah.
That's why we're here.
Give them the benefit of the doubt.
That's right.
Thank you for the call. You got Bradley and Stephanie. We're going to come back talking about rules for radicals in just a minute.
The Liberty. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is David Getch with Patriot Update. America needs a few good men to stand for our founding principles and our Christian values. In Bradley Dean, we have found such a man. Bradley is courageous, persistent, and caring. He cares about America, and he is a disciple of Christ. Through his radio program and articles, he gives conservatives and Christians hope and a good example of how they should stand up for what they believe in.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
I'm glad there's people out there like that listening. But no, honestly, now Curtis, in all fairness, stability. Let's get on to common sense. What is the difference between that mindset and those that are perpetuating divide and conquer? There isn't it.
It's all about divide.
You're going
and
right along, hook, line, and sinker. You can't complain about it and then be a part of the problem. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, we have all these problems. I know. Let's fix the problem by separating and dividing everybody, causing more problems.
You know what? You take a little black baby, you take a little white baby, mm-hmm. a little Hispanic baby, you take a little Korean baby. Hey, guess what? They're having fun.
Oh, yeah, they don't care.
No, I just watched a couple babies this morning. They were just laughing at each other. Baby talk. They, of course, couldn't understand a thing either right. one of them were saying, but they were having fun.
You know, I remember reading a little something about just, you know, the funny things that kids say, and there are these couple kids playing, and one kid was a black kid and one kid was a white kid, and the one little boy says to the other little boy, you know, you're always black and I'm always white. And they just see it as a color. They
of
don't
course.
See anything. Why? Because they're friends. They're just hanging out. If you're going to...
Until you corrupt their minds,
exactly,
they're innocent.
Just going to say that. Until you go ahead and feed them with, we don't want to do this or that or this or that. I remember watching the true story of Jackie Robinson. And there was a little boy who was sitting in the stands. Of course, Jackie Robinson was the first, you know, major league ball player
as
a black man.
Yep.
And he was just sitting there and he was, you know, rooting for one of his guys. And then all of a sudden...
Their team.
Their team,
yep.
right. And then when they took the field... and Jackie Robinson was there, they started to yell derogatory comments and say all the bad words against him. And this little kid was kind of looking around like, what's everybody doing? And then when they kept yelling, so he's like, yeah. And then he started yelling all these derogatory things. And then the guy that he came to see on his home team, he put his arm around Jackie Robinson. And he felt ashamed, like, wow.
And he said, you've taught me.
That's right. You've taught me a good lesson. And that boy was only following what he saw.
Exactly. Train up a child in the way he will go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
That's the bottom line. Rules for radicals. Understanding this criminal administration. A good tactic is one your people enjoy. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. The next one is keep the pressure on. With different tactics and actions, utilize all events of that period for your purpose. Understanding your enemy, friends. Keep the pressure on, they say. The threat is usually more terrifying than the thing itself, of course. Fear is the tool,
course,
said
yeah.
Congressman McDermott after September 11th. He said, hey, they can get people to do anything with the use of fear. Now, if you fear the face of God, you're not going to fear the face of man, so you don't fall into that category. So just high-fiving you there, okay? Number 10, the major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. It is the unceasing pressure that results in the reactions from the opposition that are essential for the success of the campaign, because what they do is they play the victim of the very crimes, well, that they again perpetuate. In other words, they heighten it and they work it and work it. And then once somebody responds to it, then they send in the state-run media to demonize and polarize those that are actually responding to the crimes that they themselves are committing. And they demonize the innocent while they attempt to vindicate the guilty. Only in the sight of stupid people, of course. That's the only way it's going to go on. Rules for radicals, always remember 127-134, this is Saul Alinsky's book. Keep in mind, this administration are disciples. They are disciples of Saul Alinsky. Barack Hussein Obama is directly a disciple of Saul Alinsky. He'll tell you himself. He's got a great respect for this devil. And, of course, he follows in his footsteps. And we know who his daddy is. Going on, number 11, if you push a negative hard and deep enough, it will break through into the counter side. Every positive has a negative. For example, going back to Madonna, that whore herself, interestingly enough, she said, keep homosexuality in front of the face of the people. They'll accept it sooner or later.
Yeah.
And this is also in mind, keep in mind, friends, she's also the woman that's singing in front of little 11 and 12 and 13-year-old girls. Of course, their mothers brought them singing, I don't give a blank if you go to hell.
Mm-hmm. If I go to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, of course. Well, what is she doing? She's
exactly.
influencing the kids. She's also writing books for children across the world. You know, if you sell your soul, remember?
That good role model,
that's
Madonna.
That's right. Yeah. Okay, so kind of getting the point here. Number 12 is the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Number 13, this is exactly SPLC, as a matter of fact, live radio, going over to Mark Potok. Mark Potok, I'll say Potok, SPLC, the homosexuals love to stand behind the SPLC. But for those that did not know, the SPLC used to defend the KKK for their crimes committed against the black folks. And just saying, friends, just wanted to make sure you understood exactly who they are. Morris Dees is not a good guy. You might want to do a little homework on him as well. And he is the director, or should I say the main attorney for the SPLC. Now, interestingly enough, I have an article out there called Tell the Truth and Shame the SPLC, which they truly are the hate group, friends. But listen to what Mark Potok said, just to prove the point. He said, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. This is a Saul Alinsky tactic. Who else is using that? Well, let's go again over to Southern Poverty Law Center. Mark Potok, director of intelligence, they say, at Southern Poverty Law Center. But he told on himself, friends. He said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them.
That does not sound very loving and
no, this is a supposed law firm
mm-hmm.
to destroy the law? Yep, that's their intent. That's what they're attempting to do. And again, the homosexuals love to hang out behind the SPLC. Keep in mind the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, back in the 50s and the 60s were actually defending the KKK of the crimes committed against the blacks. So again, they're found out. Just saying.
There's a lot to say. When you go back, then
well,
you look
there
at
should be a lot to say. I've been talking, you know, 99%
well, of
the
course,
time.
When you look at that, their aim is to completely destroy these groups. So when you think about it, anybody that stands up for truth, I remember watching a documentary about a man who was exposing an administration, and he said, well, what my daughter knows right now is that when you stand up for truth, basically, you're going to be persecuted, you're going to be attacked, everything wrong is going to happen, they're going to come out against you. That's what he said that his daughter knew. Of speaking forth the truth. And so when you look at the media and so on, you say, listen, any group, as you mentioned earlier, who they're being attacked, those are the ones that are the faithful witnesses. Those are the ones that are your friends. And when you look at a group like the Southern Poverty Law Center, their aim is to completely destroy these groups.
They said it.
Yeah, exactly. That we need to take a step back. You know what? We have an irate, tireless minority doing their job. What about the irate, tireless majority? If we were just as adamant about the principles that we supposedly believe in, we would shut these people down in a day.
Totally. And jail them.
Exactly. And when you look at...
that's exactly what they deserve.
Yeah, you look at all these stadiums, as we said 100 times, filled with all these sports events, these sports arenas, and everyone's got to do their own separate thing. If we would fill the capitals of the United States, if we would bombard Washington, D.C. and say, nope, 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 here's our line, it's drawn in the sand, you will not do this, this is not going to go on, we would see a difference. Now, I want to say for those of you that say, listen, I want to support you guys in doing just that because I feel the same way. One way that you can do that is to help us. If you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can make a secure donation. And at the top right hand, you'll see a button, red, white, and blue, stars and stripes, that says donate. Click on that button, you can make a donation there. Or if you would like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, scroll a little bit further down. There's one of four ways in which you can do that. And when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, what that means is you support on a monthly basis the Sons of Liberty financially. And you get the live stream, you get 25% off the product of the week, so on and so forth. There's a lot of good things that entail. But the best part about it is the fact that you can feel good about what you're supporting. Sometimes people, they just, you know, give to their church because it's, you know, well, it's just what I do. And of course, a tithe is biblical.
But keep in mind, less than 0.5% of all finances that go into the church go to the generation that matters, friend.
And of course, what matters? Teaching up our posterity and our young
people.
Training them up and teaching them these principles so we can have this nation.
I like
nation.
That, though, teaching up.
Teaching them up. Well, training them up, teaching them. Let's mix
well,
them all together.
Well, that's why you're my co-host.
That's right. That's why you talk a majority of the time. But we also have our product of the week. This week is just an extra added incentive, is that we have Midas Resources, which is one of the world's premier in precious metal firms. And what they are doing is for anyone who donates $100 or more, you'll be sent a one-time gift of a silver dollar coin. Now, it has a value of about $32, but it's just a nice thing for this week for our product of the week. So if you say, hey, I can do that, I'd like to do that, go ahead and go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com. Or you can call us at 1-866-233-0747. Again, that's 1-866-233-0747.
Okay, so I'm on Sons of Liberty Radio, friends, just to see how busy you can get, okay? So here's some reviews. This site is by Fake Patriots for Fake Patriots. The memos, he put memes, and other nonsense on this page are just that, nonsense. Okay,
that's
one. No, this means the bloggers put a little hit out on us again. Then we have another one, misinformation and general bigotry. Your bigotry and your hate and your racism, friends, is they're tired of it. Stop blaming everybody else for what your government has done. Friends, get busy. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Give us a review. We'll talk to you soon, Bradley and Stephanie. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya!
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.